All right, so today we're going to take a deep dive into something pretty fascinating, a cybersecurity firm called IronSphere.
Yeah.
And we've got this amazing conversation with their founder where we really get into, what makes them tick, how they've managed to stand out in such a crowded field.
It is a competitive space for
Oh,
sure.
yeah.
And what's really cool about this is we're going to extract some really valuable lessons about building a business that focuses on, actually solving problems for clients, not just, the smoke and mirror stuff.
Right, like real tangible value.
Exactly.
So the founder story is pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They actually spent like 12 years at a Big Four firm in cybersecurity working across two different countries before starting IronSphere.
Right. And that experience is really key here
Yeah.
because, they weren't just someone who jumped into this without any real-world knowledge. They had seen the inside of a major player in the industry.
Right. So what made them want to leave that kind of established environment and, kind of go out on their own?
Well, you hit on something important there. It was a matter of environment. I think for them, it was about the shift they saw in the industry, moving more and more towards sales and revenue generation, and less about that direct security work that they were passionate about.
So it was kind of like losing that hands-on element that got them excited about cybersecurity in the first place.
Exactly. They loved getting into the nitty-gritty of solving security challenges for clients, but that started to take a back seat to, hitting sales targets and managing client relationships from a revenue perspective.
That makes sense.
And it wasn't just the focus that changed. The workload was intense, especially during, the 2008 crisis.
Oh, wow.
They were the last man standing in Vancouver for security and technology for their firm, which meant they were constantly being pulled in different directions.
Yeah, that'll burn you out.
It definitely puts things into perspective. And for them, it really solidified this idea that was going to become central to IronSphere, this commitment to actually solving problems for clients, not just being another consultant, adding to the noise.
So it wasn't about building some huge company from day one.
No, not at all. It was really about getting back to basics, providing that direct value that clients were craving without all the layers of bureaucracy and sales pressure.
So how did IronSphere actually get off the ground?
Well, it started in 2011 as a solo operation.
Wow, so they were really going all in on this vision.
Absolutely. And their first client was actually TransLink.
TransLink, as in the public transportation network.
That's the one. And that's really telling, I think, because they were helping TransLink build their cyber program from basically scratch.
Really?
Yeah, they only had one part-time employee dedicated to cybersecurity at that point.
So IronSphere was really coming in at the ground level, helping them establish something essential.
Exactly. And that kind of set the tone for their whole approach, really.
So let's talk about that approach because we've mentioned it a few times, this idea of being practical and straightforward.
Right.
What does that look like in practice?
Well, a big part of it is their conscious rejection of overly complicated or, embellished consulting.
Right, getting rid of all the fluff.
Exactly. They avoid using unnecessary jargon and really concentrate on delivering solutions that have a tangible, lasting impact.
So it's about cutting to the chase and actually making a difference that clients can see and feel.
Precisely. And this extends to their reports and recommendations as well.
So these aren't just, vague, high-level documents that no one really
And not
understands.
at all. They're written specifically for the people who will be implementing the recommendations.
Oh, that's smart.
Like the founder gave the example of writing for the network engineer who has to reconfigure a firewall.
Right.
The language is clear, concise, and directly applicable to their work.
So it's detailed and actionable, but still easy to understand.
Yes, very much so. And even at the executive level, their summaries are designed to highlight concrete problems and the need for, real involvement from leadership to drive solutions.
It's not just about pointing fingers, it's about actually fixing things.
Exactly. And this no-nonsense style has resonated really well with clients.
I bet, because who wants to wade through pages of jargon and vague suggestions?
It's refreshing to have someone come in and just tell it like it is and then offer real solutions.
Absolutely. So we've talked about IronSphere's beginnings and their approach, but let's get into their growth, because obviously they didn't stay a one-person operation forever.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. The founder initially, thought about staying solo, maybe until retirement even, but the demand just kept growing.
That's a good problem to have, I guess.
It is, and it eventually got to the point where they needed to expand their capacity, so they brought on their first employees in 2014.
Okay, so that's when things really started to take off.
Yeah, and from there, they expanded across Canada, opening offices in Alberta in 2019, Saskatchewan in 2020, and Manitoba in 2021.
Wow, so they've got a pretty significant national presence now.
They do. They have a team of 25 professionals nationwide at this point.
And they've even ventured into Ontario recently, right?
That's right. And this wasn't driven by some aggressive sales campaign or anything. It was actually four new large clients who specifically sought them out.
So their reputation is clearly preceding them.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is that they've been very deliberate about their growth, prioritizing quality over speed.
Right, not just trying to expand as quickly as possible.
Exactly. They're willing to extend timelines if needed to ensure that the work meets their high standards.
Which makes sense in the long run because rushing things often leads to mistakes.
The founder had a great way of putting it. They said, "Junk is what is remembered."
I like that.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that it's better to deliver exceptional work a little later than to compromise on quality and end up with something that ultimately reflects poorly on you.
Now let's talk about the name Iron Spear for a moment because it's pretty distinctive.
Yeah, definitely stands out.
What's the story behind that choice?
Well, the founder wanted a name that conveyed strength, was memorable, and, maybe even a little bit edgy.
I can see that.
And iron symbolizes a lot of those qualities, right? It's a strong fundamental element. It represents durability and even something essential like iron in our blood.
And spear adds to that image, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It evokes this idea of a tool for both offense and defense, which is fitting for a cybersecurity firm.
Very true. And there's also a personal connection to the name for the founder, isn't there?
Yeah, their African heritage adds another layer of meaning to the choice.
That's really cool. And there's a bit of an interesting twist with the name, too, right?
Oh, yeah. The original plan was to call it Iron Spear Information Security and shorten it to ISIS.
Oh, wow. Talk about bad timing.
Yeah, that definitely didn't work out as planned.
But hey, Iron Spear on its own is a pretty strong name.
Absolutely no need for an acronym there.
So we've talked about the good stuff, the successes, and the growth, but let's be real, running a business isn't always smooth sailing.
Oh, for sure. There are always challenges.
Did Iron Spear encounter any major hurdles along the way?
Well, the founder was pretty candid about the oh no moments. You know, those times when the weight of responsibility really hits you, especially as the company grows, and you're responsible for making payroll every month for your team.
Yeah, that's got to be a constant pressure.
Absolutely. And there was a particularly challenging period during the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, right, of course.
While the initial impact wasn't catastrophic, things took a turn around July and August,
Right.
when a lot of clients started freezing their budgets.
Oh, no.
Yeah, projects were being put on hold, and it created a real cash flow problem.
So they were facing the possibility of not being able to pay their employees.
Yeah, it was a very real concern and a true test of the relationships they had built with their clients.
So what happened?
This is where the strength of those partnerships really shone through. A large client actually reached out proactively and offered them $350,000 worth of new projects.
Wow, talk about a lifeline.
It was. And they specifically mentioned the value that Iron Spear had consistently delivered in the past and the strength of their partnership.
So it wasn't just about getting a good deal, it was about supporting a company they believed in.
Exactly. And that's the kind of trust that you can't buy. It has to be earned through consistently exceeding expectations and truly becoming a partner rather than just a vendor.
100%. And that trust goes both ways, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Iron Spear had supported their clients in the past, even with delayed payments. And this time, the clients were there to support them when they needed it most.
That's a great example of how building those strong relationships can pay off in unexpected ways.
Yeah, it's a reminder that in business, as in life, sometimes what goes around comes around.
So let's dive into a specific area where Iron Spear has really made a difference for their clients. The whole issue of managed security service providers or MSSPs.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because a lot of organizations struggle with getting value from their MSSPs.
Why is that?
Well, often companies have invested heavily in things like SIEM and SOC solutions, which are essentially systems for monitoring and managing security threats, but they're not always seeing a clear return on that investment.
So they're spending a lot of money, but not really getting the security improvements they expected.
Right, and part of the problem is that the services provided by these MSSPs aren't always well-defined or aligned with the client's specific needs.
So it's like a disconnect between what the client needs and what the MSSP is delivering.
Exactly. And that's where Iron Spear comes in.
So what do they do differently?
Their approach starts with a thorough review of the client's current monitoring setup. They assess its effectiveness and then work with the client to redefine the monitoring criteria based on their actual business priorities and risks.
So they're helping clients understand what they should be monitoring and why not just collecting data for the sake of it.
Exactly. And even if the client decides to stay with their existing MSSP, Iron Spear helps them establish more effective monitoring parameters.
That's really valuable.
And sometimes clients want to completely ditch their current MSSP. But that can be tricky, especially when they're locked into proprietary software like CIAM solutions owned by the vendor.
Right, because then you're essentially stuck with that vendor unless you want to start from scratch.
Exactly. And that's where Iron Spear has come up with an innovative solution. They offer to build a parallel client-owned SOC CIAM solution alongside the existing vendor system.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, it gives the client ownership of their security monitoring capabilities and makes it much easier to switch vendors in the future if they need to.
And it probably makes the current vendor a lot more accountable too, knowing that the client has options.
Absolutely. They've implemented this approach for about 6 clients so far, and it's been very successful.
That's awesome. So let's shift gears a bit and talk about the founder's advice for people looking to get into this cybersecurity field today.
Yeah, they had some strong thoughts on this, particularly around the issue of certifications.
Oh, interesting.
They pointed out that there's a lot of inconsistency in the market when it comes to certifications. There are tons of qualifications out there, but they don't always guarantee a solid foundation of knowledge.
So what kind of knowledge do they consider essential?
Core IT knowledge, especially networking. They believe that a strong understanding of networking principles is absolutely crucial for anyone working in cybersecurity.
That makes sense. Everything's connected these days.
Exactly. And they even mentioned that they've seen some master's degree programs in cybersecurity admit students without any prior IT background, which they see as a potential problem.
Wow. So they'd rather hire someone with solid IT experience, even if they don't have specific cybersecurity credentials.
That's their preference, because they can build on that foundation.
Makes sense.
They've interviewed candidates who have tons of cybersecurity courses on their resume, but then struggle with basic networking concepts.
Really?
Yeah. Like they mentioned a common interview question they use that involves identifying the next IP address in a CIDR block.
That doesn't sound too complicated.
It's a pretty basic networking concept, but a lot of people struggle with it, which highlights a gap in their fundamental understanding.
So that's a good takeaway for anyone aspiring to work in cybersecurity. Make sure you have those core IT skills down pat.
Absolutely.
Now, one final thing I wanted to touch on is Iron Spear's approach to sales, because it's pretty unique. They don't have a dedicated sales team.
Yeah, this is something they've been adamant about from day one. The founder sees themselves as a security guy, not a salesperson. And they've intentionally avoided traditional sales tactics like cold calling and all that.
That's pretty bold considering how much they've grown.
It is, but their growth has been fueled by the quality of their work. Repeat business and word-of-mouth referrals are their main drivers.
So their work speaks for itself.
Exactly. They instill in their employees this understanding that the quality of their deliverables is the best sales pitch they have.
I love that.
And they have rigorous internal quality control measures to ensure that everything they produce meets their high standards.
And the numbers speak for themselves, right?
They've had consistent growth over the past 13 years, with an average year-on-year growth rate of 46% in the last 5 years, all without a dedicated sales force.
Wow, that's impressive.
Their go-to-market strategy, if you can even call it, that includes an explicit commitment in their proposals not to upsell any additional services.
That's pretty rare in the consulting world.
It is, but they believe in being completely transparent and unbiased. They also maintain their independence from product vendors, so they don't have any financial incentives to recommend specific products.
So they're truly offering objective advice.
Exactly. Even if it means potentially leaving money on the table.
And how do clients react to this no-upselling approach?
Well, there's sometimes some initial skepticism because people are so used to being pitched additional services.
Mm-hmm.
But once they experience Iron Spear's unbiased recommendations and the lack of pressure to buy more, that skepticism quickly turns into trust.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
Exactly.
So to wrap things up, what are the key takeaways from this deep dive into Iron Spear?
I think the main thing is that their success is built on a foundation of genuine, problem-solving, high-quality deliverables and strong trust-based relationships with their clients.
And they've done all of this while intentionally avoiding those traditional sales tactics.
Exactly. They've proven that you don't need a hard sell to succeed if you focus on delivering real value and building those authentic partnerships.
And for our listeners out there, think about how you can apply these principles in your own work, whether you're in cybersecurity or any other field. That emphasis on understanding fundamental principles, communicating clearly, and building strong relationships, those are valuable lessons that can be applied across the board.
Absolutely. And it leaves us with a final thought. In a world that's often saturated with sales pitches and overly complex solutions, what's the true value of simplicity, directness, and a genuine commitment to meeting the client's needs? Is this less is more philosophy actually the most robust strategy of all? Not just in cybersecurity, but in business as a whole.
Food for thought.
Definitely something to ponder.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Iron Spear.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time.
Take care.